I want to know who creates the names.
Yes.
Yes, like, please tell us.
My wife has a plaque in her house. A rose lives amongst this weed.
So like pizza. What? You know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Get your toppings. Get
you know,
your
you
flavor.
Want thin crust. You want.
Oh, goodness.
Thin crust.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good morning, America and Northwest Arkansas. My name is Mark.
And I'm Josiah, and you're watching or listening to Two Nuts on a Tree. But today, there is a third nut in the studio.
You're right about that.
Today, we've got Sandy Harmon with us from Proven Winter Spring Meadows.
Yeah.
And so we're going to
we finally have a show. We finally have a show worth listening to.
Yes, you're right.
We say that every week.
This is going to be at the top of the ratings.
Well, that's the goal. That is our goal, is to have a show worth listening to.
They're all worth listening to. They're all worth listening to.
Yeah.
I just add a little extra spice to this one.
I know. You're awesome.
Always.
Sandy is the guru at Proven Winter Shrubs, and so we are very glad that she's here with us to not only straighten us out, but to give us that information that we lean on all the time.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, how do you want to start off the show? Do you want to do comments or time to apply first?
Well, why don't we get into time to apply, Mark?
Yeah, I like the music. Yeah, I can just let that roll for a while.
Uh-huh.
It is time to apply, and it's time to apply your insecticide for your gardens. Now, look. We promote the high-yield garden, farm, and home in the spinosad, boom, for those big gardens. If you have a big garden, this is what you want to use because a lot of times on the other products, you're using a lot per gallon. If you have a big garden, this is the way to stay safe and kill 110% of your insects. Main ingredient in the garden, farm, and home is your permethrin. Permethrin is totally safe and kills 100% of your bugs, but what it doesn't kill, you have the spinosad right here, which is organic. And I love the spinosad for all your worms, caterpillars, and you're about to have the beetles, Japanese beetles.
Yep. Now, this garden, farm, and home, I do want to add in, this is so safe, I use this on my dogs and on my chickens as well.
Yeah. Is one teaspoon per gallon
on the chickens. I use even half a teaspoon sometimes per gallon.
Yeah,
and then I'll go and I'll spray their area.
Yep.
Get a little on their feet and they're happy.
Totally safe. Is chickens do not glow. They grow.
No.
Has to grow is one of our favorite products. It is a hose and spray. I actually use it on my lawn just to give it that kick. I love Has to Grow because it is our saving grace. Yeah, they should name this Lazarus because it will bring your plant back to life.
That's a very good one.
Then we have your Grow by our friends over at Royal Gold. This Grow is the number one fertilizer that we use on the vegetable gardens. It is totally organic, OMRI certified, which takes a lot to do. I love the Grow because it is not of chicken poop. It is of sea bird guano.
And
very
pork.
Important. No hormones, no pesticides. Pure and clean. I love to grow for your vegetables.
Absolutely.
Now, on all of our Proven Winter shrubs,
we
use the Crown Jewel. This Crown Jewel All-Purpose 555 is a very good organic fertilizer. It's high in calcium if you want your Proven Winter color choice shrubs to grow. But here's my favorite. The Bloom, baby.
Uh-huh.
The Bloom. If you have roses or anything that is blooming, this is a great product. It's high in phosphorus. And I tell you what, the Bloom is what we use on all of our blooming color choice shrubs.
Yes.
And in our garden to get the blooms on our tomato plants and anything
Absolutely.
Else. Is a fabulous product, okay?
When I'm working out in the landscape, I like to, once I have dug my hole for this, I like to throw a little bit at the bottom of the hole and then also mix it in with the dirt that I'm amending to backfill around them. Works amazing. Really get the life out of your plants.
Yep. That's why we don't have many calls of dead shrubs.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, you switched from using the Convert compost to the Royal Gold planting mix, right?
Yes, we
have.
Give me
an update on that.
Yeah, so already just in the amount of time that we have switched over using it, we've already gotten compliments on it from customers about it. Customers that we have used the other products with that we have now switched, saying that it smells better. They're noticing the plants green up a little bit brighter.
What about water retention?
Oh yeah, that's another big one. Yes, water retention. The other products that we had been using,
you can say
Cotton burr compost. It tend to, if it sat too long, it would would become hydrophobic. This planting mix.
Hydrophobic means it will not absorb water.
Correct. Yeah. It means it's scared of the water.
Yeah. Scared of water.
So, but no, this holds higher water retention. So your plant's not going wet, dry, wet, dry, wet, dry.
Cool.
Important.
And it's made of aged compost, correct?
Yeah, so aged forest material. And then it also has cocoa husk.
You can grow anything in it.
Really, really good
stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the end of time to apply.
All right, that is time to apply. Why don't we jump over into the comment section?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
She had a little stutter.
A little techno beat, yeah. All right, the comment section, if you are new to the show and you're new to listening, our comment section is actually brought to you by you. These are your comments, your gardening questions. We pay actually pretty close attention to those.
I thought you said we're going to say we pay for good comments.
No, we don't pay for good comments. We don't have to.
You should.
We
get them. You could try. You could start.
Yeah. It costs too much.
No. So, yeah, you can go down, you can email us at the show by going to rockwellfarmsnursery.com, and you can email us in the show there. Or if you're watching on YouTube or maybe using our other social media platforms, you can comment down below those videos. We do keep an eye on those, and we do answer those on this show. So with that being said, our first one is from Jalen. Hey, guys, thanks for the show. I have been trying to grow a patch of wildflowers, but don't have great success with the pre-mixed bag of seeds from the store. Is there any extra work I should be doing to get a fuller wildflower patch, or could it be the seeds?
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Can I comment?
Go ahead.
Okay. On most of your pre-mixed wildflower seeds, look at the back of the container.
Ingredients.
I know I have a list. A lot of those wildflowers are annual, for one thing. They're not guaranteed to grow in our zone, okay? Like Oriental poppy does not do well here in the summertime, okay? Our city found that out when they spread it all throughout the roadways as a cover
medians
crop.
And stuff. Yeah,
it's an annual and only lasted 1 year. Third thing is, if you look at the back, look at the inert ingredients. Sawdust, baby.
Yeah.
You're buying a lot of sawdust.
Or rice hulls. Rice hulls is another one that they use.
And
You're buying.
Pay attention.
Yeah. What you end up doing is you buy this big bag of wildflower seed, and really the amount of seed that it has in it is probably this because of all of the filler that's in it. So keep an eye out for that. One of the things that I would recommend, because I have done this before, I did not get the wildflower seed mix. What I did is I actually went online or to my local nursery. Most of the seed I actually got from here.
Hold on. Don't we have a wildflower seed mix?
We do, yeah.
A pure
and
seed.
And it doesn't have any filler. But what I did is I found the wildflowers that I know grow natively here and grow best, and I went for those seed. You want to make sure that you do some sort of ground prep. Now, yes, wildflowers, they grow wild because the birds or the wind picks up those seed, blows it off. They blow on untilled ground and then they grow. But you will get far better success in a fuller flower bed if you do some ground prep, whether tilling, adding compost, something of that nature. That will really help you get started in the right direction. Also, keeping an eye on watering. You don't want, you know, just when you put any seed down, you don't want that seed getting, you know, like I said earlier, wet, dry, wet, dry, wet, dry.
Keep it moist.
You want to keep that moist until those germinate, and then just kind of keep an eye on it until those seeds really get established. Just keep an eye for those things right there.
And you know what? You can also do native perennials. Native perennials will sow their own seed. You
Echinacea,
have native
black-eyed Susan.
Coreopsis.
Yep, there you go.
So look for your native perennials. Now, I mean, here at Rockwell Farms Nursery, we have perennials in the gallon pot, and we also have it in the quart.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the quart is for the money saver people, because you can buy a quart, and it'll look the same size as a gallon later.
And we also sell the seed, too.
Yes, we do.
So,
Buy the pure seed.
Yes.
Buy the pure wildflower seed.
Absolutely.
We're very particular, and so all of our seed, if you go to a reputable nursery, they will have that seed that will grow in your zone.
Yeah, and you can also buy them in bulk. Yeah. If you're wanting to, you can, you know, online or through your nursery. You
or
can
buy the whole display.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I would do. Okay, this next one is from Margie. What could be better than being around all of those beautiful plants and eating free ice cream? Two of my favorite things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this was on
the ice cream. Yeah, we serve ice cream on Saturdays.
Ice cream post. Yeah,
that's like
you like that.
I'm coming back down here Saturday to get ice cream.
You're gonna fly. Oh,
I'm gonna fly back here
for ice cream. We use real milk too. It's soft serve ice cream. We don't use water. We use real whole milk.
I can cash app you so you don't have to fly down. Yeah. You can buy your own.
Yeah, we have a few places to get ice cream.
Well, you know what, Sandy? You know, in the back of our shirts, you know, it says we sell happiness.
Yes.
Okay. And so I thought, what would make people more happy than ice cream? I mean, seriously, kid's having a bad day. What do? You go out and have ice cream.
Go to the nursery. You don't even have to come here to buy plants. Just come get ice cream.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Just come hang out.
Do you have any toppings that you offer with ice cream?
Okay. Don't complicate it.
Our toppings are attitude.
That's good. The best you get here is a swirl.
There you
chocolate
go.
Chocolate and vanilla mix.
Yeah. Get some twist.
It's free, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free.
Price is right.
Just for being alive.
We'll give you a free spoon to eat it with.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous thing.
Okay, the next one here is from Caitlin. Hello, I have a white moldy substance on my garden phlocks. What is it, and how can I get rid of it? Look forward to hearing your answer. Thanks, Caitlin.
Can I comment on that one?
Uh-huh.
That is powdery mildew. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It is very... Look, you have to be variety specific on the phlox paniculata. Mm. Phlox paniculata is the upright phlox, is what she's talking about. That's one of my favorite perennials, and I am always... We only grow the ones that are mildew resistant, like your David being the white one, your Laura, Nikki. Okay. I always go for the powdery mildew resistant. So it is variety specific. So you planted the wrong variety.
Well, so if you're doing the first thing I'd like to start off with here in Northwest Arkansas, if this is the area that you're in, we've had a lot of rain and a lot of high humidity here. Even
perfect
in the studio,
we're all
sweating. Yeah. So
I got a little mildew.
Yep. So one of the things you could do is if you have a watering system in that area, kind of lay off the watering in that area. Yeah. We've had plenty of it. And then also using copper soap, if you're trying to resolve the problem that's already there, I would recommend using copper fungicide by Fertilome. Mm-hmm. It's a really good one that will stop that from getting on all the new growth.
Totally organic, too, so you can use that in your garden as well.
You can use it in your vegetable garden,
So the copper fungicide is one of our best friends.
Yeah. Now, powdery mildew isn't something you just see on phlox. It can happen on, like you mentioned, the garden, like in cucumbers and squash, tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I've seen it on a list of things, but phlox is usually one that gets it pretty easily. Another thing could also be is not getting enough sunlight in that area as well, if it's a little bit darker or shadier.
Yep. So. Like between your toes.
Yeah.
No sunlight, hot and humidity.
And if they're getting watered later in the day and not getting a chance to dry off.
Do not water in the evening.
Yep. Try to water in the morning so the plants have time to dry off during the day. That's true for all plants.
Hey, and I want to touch on that later because, correct me if I'm wrong, at Proven Winter Color Choice Shrubs, they actually try to create disease by watering.
We do. We do. We'll touch on that.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one, we're actually going to go ahead and jump into Plant of the Week because this next one goes right into it.
Go figure.
Uh-huh. Plant of the Week. Double doozy spirea.
Double doozy.
And so, actually, Sandy and I, right before the show, went and picked out our plant of the week. This one is Steve Johnson. Do you have double doozy spirea?
No. None whatsoever.
Is we had actually picked this
That's
out.
That's when we picked.
And then I went and got the comments, and this was one of the comments, so it worked out perfectly.
It worked out perfect, yeah.
Really good. So why don't you tell us about double doozy?
Yeah, so double play doozy is one of our re-blooming spireas. It is a zone 4 to 8, so it would do absolutely wonderful here in Northwest Arkansas.
Wait, did you pick this out of the nursery?
Yeah.
There's no disease on there. Normally, I see black spot all over the spirea this time of year. You know the amount of rain we've gotten?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Seriously. All right, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. So this plant is in the process of flushing out and getting ready to bloom. These blooms are brand new, so it's definitely going to put on a more of a show.
Yeah.
As the season progresses, and then once that first batch of blooms is done, it's going to go ahead and it's going to do it again, and it might even do it again depending on how long the summer is in your area. So, double play doozy, as I said, it's a zone. 5 to 8, I think I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're right in the middle.
Yep, you're right in the middle.
I love how it has the brown foliage and the, pink, purple
Pinky
blooms purple. Mm-hmm. over the copper foliage.
Yes. Cool. That red foliage, other than the blooms, the plant itself, even without the blooms, is pretty because of those red new
growth. It is pretty. And then in the fall, it's going to have a color change of the foliage. So you're going to get some fall color interest as well.
Hence the term double doozy.
Double play doozy.
Right.
Double play doozy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
I love the names.
And as I said, this is plant is 3 to 4 feet, so it doesn't get real big. It's good for borders.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for mass plantings, or it's good as a specimen plant, putting one or two in if you need something small with a lot of color that's going to last throughout the summer.
Yeah, so it blooms for a long time.
It does. It blooms for a long time. And it's still kind of blooming when the new blooms come out. So very rarely is this plant without blooms.
It blooms for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's low maintenance too, which is something that gardeners, especially new homeowners, are looking for. You can prune it, but you don't have to. It just depends on how much time
you have. And it has deer resistance, doesn't it?
So spirea do have a little tiny bit of deer resistance. It's not something that...
It's not worthy of the deer-proof
container. That is
container.
Correct. It's not in the deer-proof
line. But it's close. But, you know, the cool thing about it, I mentioned this earlier, is that, see, we haven't sprayed for any disease here at the nursery.
Right,
and we should be covered with black spot and powdery mildew,
with
and we're not.
With the rain and humidity.
With the rain and humidity.
Kudos to proven winter shrubs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hopefully you won't have to deal with any of that.
I mean, that's totally awesome because it should be eaten up with black spot and it's not.
Yep, it's just the climate down here with that humidity.
Yeah. You know, until proven winter came along, I list them like this. You have your bread and butter plants, and then you have your proven winters.
Mm-hmm.
And proven winter shrubs are those that, when people are planting their shrubs in their yard, they want their yard to look better than their neighbor.
Correct. People want to win
that
contest.
That's just the way it is.
Yes, it is.
It's the way it is.
Yep. They want their yard to be a conversation piece. They want their neighbors to walk by and say, your yard's beautiful, or where did you get that?
I haven't seen that shrub.
Exactly.
And so you guys are on the cutting edge, and so you're so far away from the bread and butter. It's awesome.
Yep. That's our goal. That's the goal of our research and development
team. Well, Sandy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
Besides that, you have a great personality, and we love you.
Well, you guys make it easy to love you back. So,
half of us do.
Yeah.
I talked to my dad on the phone last night, and he said, "So, are you going to be with those two nuts tomorrow?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to be with the two nuts, Dad."
Yeah, your dad likes to fish.
That's my dad-in-law.
Okay.
Well, my dad likes to fish too, but my dad-in-law is who takes me out fishing and shows me up. So I work right at Spring Meadow Nursery, which is the starting point of the Proven Winter Color Choice line.
Mm-hmm.
We're located in Grand Haven, Michigan. It's an impressive facility, and within that facility, we have the research and development, marketing, sales, obviously the growers. We have over 70 acres of greenhouse where we're growing the plant
70
liners.
Acres of greenhouse?
Yep, 70 acres of greenhouse.
Wow.
Yep. And what we do there, besides research and development, trialing and testing, is we do the propagation, and we create what's called a shrub liner. Some people call them plugs. A plug is something that starts from seed. A liner is something that starts from a cutting. Is propagated.
All right.
And we sell what's called a shrub liner to businesses such as Mark's or large wholesale growers, and they take this. I always say, there's people ask me what I do. I say, I sell small little baby shrubs to growers who finish them off, make them look beautiful, and get them in the garden center for our consumers to enjoy or landscapers to use on their job. So I have been at Spring Meadow for 5 years, and I love that they call me a guru because I am
only
not.
5 years?
Only 5 years. I'm not a guru. I just I enjoy plants, and I learn every single day. And I have an amazing team behind me at Spring Meadow that helps, and just the growers and everyone just do a wonderful job. So, but I live in a little town called Zeeland, Michigan, which is right next to Holland, Michigan, which some people may have heard of, the Holland Tulip Time Festival.
Yeah.
So that is right in my neighborhood.
Oh my word.
So that's quite an event, draws people from all over the country. And shout out to my husband Trent and my beautiful daughter Bella and my wonderful, very intelligent son Alex.
He is very intelligent. You've told me about him. He's a smart boy.
He's smart. They're both super smart, but Alex is a little. He wants to build bionic prosthetics.
Wow. So, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
It's no pretty kidding. Cool.
You know, being a dirt farmer all my whole life, that is very impressive. Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, and Bella works in emergency vet med. So she helps take care of animals that are having a medical emergency. And I give her a lot of credit because I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, but I give you a lot of credit. See, I told you you're smart. Every time we have a problem, it's like call Sam.
You are the guru. Yeah,
I appreciate that, guys. Yeah. These folks are amazing to work with. And, you know, I think what's special about them is how much they care about the plants, but also how much they care about the business that they're running and the people who come here to purchase from them. So, that is definitely what makes them super special. Is this isn't just something they're doing to get a paycheck. This is their life. This is their passion.
Yeah. Everybody's your relative.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So thanks for having me.
Oh, goodness.
Is that it?
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that's it. Show's over.
That's it. Back to Michigan.
Okay, so somebody that's working with plants every day and the plants that you work with, the question I want to first ask you is, what is your top favorite plant personally yourself?
Yep.
And then the second one is, what is the top seller that you see go out the most?
Yep, absolutely. So my favorite plant, it changes quite often because I'll see one that I really like.
Yeah.
So my current favorite one is called Kinsley's Ghost. It's a Lonicera.
I just planted this.
Oh my gosh.
I just planted this.
It's an amazing plant. The leaves have a eucalyptus type look for them, kind of like the disc shape.
And it's a honeysuckle.
Exactly. Yeah. And then
you made me buy that.
I did.
I did not want to buy a honeysuckle.
I forced him to buy it so I could play it with.
He did.
There was an ulterior motive.
I think we arm wrestled.
Oh man, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I won.
And they have they are best grown on like a cage. They like to climb. They like to send off a lot of shoots, and then they flower. The little flower pods look like a little teeny tiny pod of bananas.
Yeah. It does,
and then you get beautiful flowers, and then you get red berries.
So if you look, if you're watching our YouTube channel right now, Jessica's put that up there, and it's a beautiful plant.
Yeah,
so I'm glad that I lost the arm wrestling contest.
I'm glad you pointed that out because it does, you know, kind of look similar to how the eucalyptus.
Yes, it does.
Branches out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as I said, we have them in front of the office, and we have them in cages. Ginny, our grower consultant, put them, you know, with real decorative cages, and they've just gone insane. So,
wow.
The number one plant at Spring Meadow Nursery, the top three pretty much haven't changed since I've been there the whole time.
Wow.
And this is through the whole country. It would be the Limelight Hydrangea.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. The Little Lime Hydrangea.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just a mini-me.
Yep, which is a mini-me. And then the third one is kind of a competition, but it usually is Bobo.
Bobo.
The top
Bobo.
Three sellers are hydrangeas.
That is correct. The
You're
top three sellers
language.
Are hydrangeas.
I
and then
it.
Once you start going down the route a little bit further, then probably the boxwood would come in.
Yeah.
Really? I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, we sell a great deal of boxwood, but the panicle hydrangeas are definitely the best sellers. I don't think I have a single customer that doesn't order at least some form of that. I mean, these guys can take full, hot, humid weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they can also take some cold weather. So,
yeah.
And they're beautiful. I mean, I've got I won't tell you how many I have at home. I'm kind of banned from bringing plants home from work.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, you need a bigger landscape.
Yeah. My neighbors they walk by and say, what is that? What is that? So.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask a controversial question.
Sure.
What is your least favorite plant?
Okay.
Can I ask that?
Yeah, you can ask that. So my personal least favorite plant?
Yeah, personal least favorite.
So I don't really care for the cytisus, which are what's called like a Scotch broom.
Yeah. Well, that's my water.
I love those.
Okay. This is okay. You may have to edit this. Whoa.
Yeah.
No. That is all preference, okay?
Yes.
Yeah,
now,
totally.
She might not like the cytisus because it's really not good in a landscape, all right, like in front of the house, right?
Right.
But that plant is very good for tight places, like an apartment complex when you only have like 2 feet of planting area.
Yep.
It grows up maybe three foot tall, and some will be short, some will be tall, and then it blooms during the summertime. So if you have a tight, narrow space, boom, that's the plant. Right?
Yeah. Because
it will not cascade into the walkway.
It will not. No, it will not.
So every plant has a spot.
Absolutely.
Right?
Every plant does have a spot.
Yeah.
And everyone has, you know, their favorites.
Right.
Yeah.
And the ones that they don't care for. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's like, perfectly normal.
There's some that I don't like that other customers like.
Plants are like pizza.
When,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Get your toppings. Get
you know,
your
you
flavor.
Want thin crust. You want.
Oh, goodness.
Thin crust.
Chicago
you want
style.
Chicago style.
Jalapeno.
You know, you like jalapenos, you want just cheese. I mean, that's how plants are.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has their favorites.
And, you know, a plant that is in the wrong location is a weed.
That is correct.
That's
I have been told that.
That is the definition of a weed.
That is correct.
Yes.
A weed is just a plant in the wrong location.
Right.
I was told that by Christina in our marketing department.
Yeah. My wife has a plaque in our house. A rose lives amongst this weed. I've yet to find out what she's talking about.
Well,
yeah, I wonder.
I need a copy of that plaque. I know where I can hang that in my house.
I know. Yeah. Do the best I can with what I got.
Yep.
Hey, all right. So I was going to ask you the question of, you know, why should I buy a proven winner color choice shrub?
Yep.
But I want to know who creates the names.
Yes.
Yes,
like,
please tell us.
You hit
Red Zeppelin. Look.
Yeah,
come on.
Thank you.
Dress to Thrill.
Doozy.
Yeah.
Okay, Doozy.
Who does?
Who does? I mean, because they're awesome.
Right.
I mean, I want to meet this guy.
So it depends on who the breeder is for the plant.
Yeah.
That does determine that. But the majority of the plants, Tim Wood is responsible for.
I think the guy's cool.
Them. Yeah, he's awesome. So.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Because I hope that he listens to the show. I got a suggestion for a name of his favorite one, and it has to be a good one because I don't want the name wasted on like
a
boxwood.
Sure.
Okay, if he puts it on a boxwood, I'm gonna be upset. All right,
what is it?
Here's the name.
Okay,
Humdinger.
There you go.
Humdinger.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And I want royalties.
Okay. No problem.
At least
what kind
a thank
plant?
You card. I want a thank you card.
What kind of plant do you want us to name Humdinger?
One that is outstanding.
Okay.
Okay? Don't waste it.
No problem.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'll make sure he watches
Humdinger.
This. Tim,
yeah.
Humdinger. You know what
Humdinger.
We have coming up for 2026?
Yes. And I want my name somewhere on there.
Okay.
Okay, by Mark Rockwell.
By Mark Rockwell.
Yeah.
I'll make
or
that
Rock
happen.
Daddy. If he doesn't want to use my name,
Rock
just say
Daddy.
Rock Daddy.
That'll really go... Yeah. Right with Red Zeppelin.
Yes.
Yeah, Rock Dead.
All right.
So the other people that name plants, Megan Matai is one of our plant breeders.
Mm-hmm.
She's incredibly intelligent and is responsible for our crepe myrtles and several of our hydrangeas.
All right.
And she can name her own plants, which I think is fair and right.
Yeah.
And then some other breeders that, you know, we have from colleges that do plant breeding. You know, at some point they must decide who gets naming rights. I'm not real sure how that works, but.
You know, I once bred my own variety by accident.
You did? What was it?
Okay, I was in Memphis. You know, I started out as a really poor dirt farmer.
Okay.
I mean, you ever seen the tents on the side of the road?
Yeah, that was you?
That was me. Okay. And so I had, you know, platycodon, it's a perennial, balloon flower.
Okay.
So
I
had blue platycodon here, and I had white here.
Okay.
All right. And they crossbred.
Cool.
And I had one white come up with blue streaks in it.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I just wasn't smart enough to get the seed.
Because you could have named
somebody
that Humdinger.
There you go. So I don't want that name wasted.
Okay. We'll find something good.
Humdinger by Rock Daddy.
Yep. Right. That's going to go.
Yeah.
Might lose my job, but we'll make that work.
They've been wanting to fire me here at the nursery for a long time.
I believe that.
Oh, man.
Now you know why we only have three listeners. Okay. Let's get to the heart of it.
Yeah, let's get to the heart of it.
All right. Now, bread and butter shrubs are, you know, cheaper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why should somebody buy a proven winter shrub?
Sure, absolutely. So that's a kind of, there's a long answer to that question. So
we got time.
We got time. And so as I stated at the nursery, up in Spring Meadow Nursery, so we do all of the research and development, trialing and testing, and introduction to the marketplace of all proven winter shrubs. And we have a team on staff, Megan Matai, Dr. Judson, Tim Wood, et cetera, that are always looking for plants.
Now, when you say team, you have people in other countries.
We do, yes. And Dr. Judson, he was just in China for a couple weeks taking a look at some plants that people wanted to show him. We work with a lot of colleges, University of Arkansas.
Oh.
Actually, we our blackberry that we offer.
Oh, yeah.
Taste of Heaven.
Yes.
That is from the University of Arkansas.
They do a lot of research on there.
Yeah. That is, and when we went to choose that plant, we were the only company that had asked to taste the blackberry because other companies were just looking at it from an ornamental value, where Spring Meadow Nursery said, well, if you're going to go through the trouble of planting, and growing blackberries, you should be able to enjoy them and taste them, and they should taste good, and they do.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
When I was going to the University of Arkansas to get my degree in horticulture, I was part of that blackberry research.
Were you and really?
I remember taking them apart, the Arapaho blackberry.
Okay.
And so we would measure the grams of sugar that was in the Arapaho.
Yeah.
Wow.
It has 5 grams of sugar, in case you're wondering. It has high sugar content. Mm-hmm. And so we would measure the size of the fruit, the size of the seed, the pulp, and everything. Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
That must be a variety that's available for sale.
Yep, Arapaho. Yeah.
Okay. So what they do when they start the research and development process is they look to fix plants that may have a trait or two that people don't care for. So they're going to look for breeding out disease, so increasing disease resistance, fragrance.
Oh, can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Because, I am totally in love by the roses that you sell.
Yes.
I am. The Oh So Easy is Oh So Easy.
Yes.
Roses get black spot.
Yes, they do.
Okay, apparently mildew. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Bayer put out a 3-in-1 because roses are so terrible.
Yes, they're so susceptible to that. Right. That is correct.
Yours are not.
Yep.
Yours are not. You plant it. It's beautiful.
Yep.
And the bloom, I mean, it's just like a package of color.
Yeah. So what they do is the three criteria for our roses is that they have disease resistance, they have fragrance.
What are you doing?
Trying to tighten this.
Oh, my word.
There we go.
We were supposed to do that before the show.
Are you good?
Yes,
are you
ma'am. Good? Sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine. I didn't even notice you doing that.
He's playing.
He distracted me.
He's playing.
So disease resistance, fragrance, and hardiness. So we have roses that go down to zone 3, which that's Canada.
That's what we call butt cold.
Wow. No kidding.
That is colder than a well digger's tip.
Yes.
And that is a measurement.
Yes, it is.
That is a measurement.
According to my mom, that is a measurement.
Yes.
That is a measurement.
Yes. So that's what they have done is they have gone to Bulgaria. There's a group of ladies there.
Bulgaria?
Bulgaria, the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a group of ladies there that are...
Wait, that's hot and humid.
Right. So what better place to go than some place that's hot and humid...
To test roses.
My word.
Wow.
So they have shared some of their genetics with us. We brought roses back. They have to be quarantined for a few years, make sure they don't bring any disease into the country, obviously.
Wow.
And some of the new varieties that we've released in the last couple years have been the result of some of their trials.
So we're talking about years of development, not just, hey, that plant looks good.
It takes 8 to 10 years to bring a plant.
You're kidding me.
To introduce a plant into the proven winner.
Oh, my goodness.
8 to 10 years. And of the plants that they are trialing and testing, 20% make it.
No way.
The other 80%.
So if they don't meet your standards, you throw them out.
We throw them out. They're done. The genetics are gone.
Wow. Okay.
And it's gone.
This is why, to me, it gives way more reason to purchase that pot with the PW on it versus other varieties and, you know, sellers, brands and stuff because of that. Because just here at the nursery, I mean, we're plant people. We deal with plants every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we deal also with plant problems every day.
Yes.
And Mark, the amount of different plants that we've had through this nursery, I would say the ones that are just that are, it's like a follow through all the way through for the customer is the proven winter plants.
Oh, because by of far. The
disease resistance.
Yes.
The on some of them drought resistance.
Yes.
Just on different
deer
varieties.
Proof. The deer proof.
Oh, that's big. Yes.
I mean,
deer proof is huge.
Here there can here. Deer are considered a pest.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and so
everywhere they are.
Yeah, well, they for sure
I
are.
I hear
now.
About and it so, all the time.
You know, and so that's really big for customers to be able to come through and just look for that.
You not, let's talk about deer. You not only have that stated on your tag, okay, but you also have it stated on the pot so people can look for the deer proof pot.
Yeah, yeah, so we have two levels. We have the deer resistant plants. Which means that the deer, you know, they're going to have to be hungry to hit that plant.
Right.
Then we have the deer-proof plants, which have been tested by Rutgers University. And they have the highest level, which is seldom damaged by deer browsing. That's highest level.
Deer are kind of like the buffet.
Correct.
Okay. Mm. It's like the Golden Corral buffet.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get a little bit of this.
Yeah.
And a little
I mean,
bit of that.
They will go for the ice cream first.
Right.
All right. Yeah. And then they'll, you know,
which
then,
is hostas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or hydrangea. Yeah.
Then they'll go for the steak. All right. Yep. And then, you know, then they'll have to settle for the green beans. And if they have to, they'll eat the broccoli.
Or the spinach.
Or the
like
spinach.
The spinach.
Right.
The gross, wet, limp spinach.
Exactly.
If they don't have, if the buffet is empty and all that's left is a little bit of spinach.
Yeah.
They may taste it.
Okay. So your deer proof is the spinach.
Correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And deer resistance would be like.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't do broccoli very often either.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or got it.
Liver and onions. It could be the liver and onions.
Yeah, that's the deer proof.
Depends on where your deer is from.
That's true. Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That is true as well. Yep. That's like, this is an interesting thing. So in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the deer, they get so much snow in the UP. My son goes to college in the UP, and they got 330 inches of snow this year. 330 inches. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And the deer.
How do you find the school?
They've got really good snow removal
and
equipment.
And tunnels.
And tunnels. They have tunnels.
That
is
crazy.
It's insane the snow they get. But anyway, the deer can't get to the plants on the ground, so the deer eat pine needles and bark. So people who hunt in the UP, when they harvest that deer and they go home and cook it, it tastes like pine needles.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Down in the Lower Peninsula, the deer are eating soybean and corn and
they big
lettuce and they're huge and
yeah,
they don't taste disgusting like the deer in the UP.
Oh my word,
that is
isn't that
crazy.
Cool?
Yeah,
isn't
that is super cool.
But there's so much snow they can't get down to it. But anyway, so we do have the deer proof program. Mark is correct. They're on the pot. The pot will have the deer proof, the antlers with the line through it. The deer resistant plants on the tags. The best thing to do is to ask the folks at the nursery if you're looking for something that is deer proof. But that is the number one question that we're hearing from garden centers, that consumers are coming in and saying, I need some shrubs, but I don't want ones that the deer are going to feast on and kill right away. So.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So they can customer can look for the deer proof on the tag or on the pot, right?
Yep. So the deer resistant would be on the tag. The deer proof is going to be right on the pot.
Can we kind of talk about your tag for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because if you're thinking about a tag, like in the chain stores and stuff, it's fine. It has the name of the plant.
It has the name of the plant.
Well, it'll have a little sun tag on
it. It'll have a sun tag, yeah.
On your tag, it shows me the bloom of the plant, the foliage.
Yep.
The name is really big.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I open it up, it's both in... Wait a minute, this tree. When I open it up, it gives me... it tells me how to plant it.
Yep.
It tells me about the plant.
Yes.
Okay, reliable landscape favorite. Makes it better. Bloom nonstop since... Yeah. Doesn't produce seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is very important on spirea.
That's very important as well, yep.
Bright red foliage, too. So, over here on the right side, what I've learned about Proven Winner is that your tags are extremely accurate.
Yes, we try.
You do not lie to sell.
No, we avoid that at all costs. I mean, we can make a mistake. That has happened, but we fix it as soon as we figure that out.
Well, I've yet to see a mistake.
Well, that's good. All right. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
And so, it's both in Spanish and English. All right, English on top. And I like how, the double doozy is 2 to 3 foot tall and white.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't have to be an expert.
Right.
I know exactly how it's going to be. It tells me the USDA zone 3 through 8.
Yes.
Which, perfect.
Perfect for you folks.
In zone 6A.
Yeah, you're perfect.
There's no mistake. Adaptable to most well-drained soils. I agree with everything on this tag.
And then on the back, there's also... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It even says medium deer resistance, so you're truthful about that. Mm-hmm. You do not lie to sell. No. I like that.
There's also a QR code on the back to get more information.
Woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason, because you know exactly what you're getting.
I like that.
And it's just straightforward all the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
The more information that we can provide the consumer, the more they'll understand what they need to make their home beautiful.
Speaking of information, customers that do buy a plant, they have a question. All right. And let's just say that a nursery out there cannot answer it.
Yes.
Can they contact us?
Absolutely.
They can?
Yes. So our website for consumers is Proven Winner Color Choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get the correct website
up there. She'll put it up.
On the screen for you. And you can submit an email to our experts,
mm-hmm.
Similar to the comments that you gentlemen get.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get a response from one of the experts getting back to you to let you know the answer to your question. We also have... a program where I think they only do it once a month, so spots are limited, but where you can send photos of your landscape. Let's say that you've got a landscape area you want to redo and you need some ideas. We do a YouTube video where 3 of our marketing gals will give you 3. Each of them will have their own take on what you should do.
No way.
Yeah, it's really
cool.
It's so cool. They'll like show a drawing of, you know, on the screen of ideas for that spot of what they would put in. So
Proven Winner Color Choice Shrubs, it's not just a corporation, they actually care.
That is correct.
I mean, that's important.
And it's a family-owned business.
No way.
Yep. Dale Deppy and his wife Liz, they are the founders of Spring Meadow Nursery. They were in business before Proven Winners became a company.
Uh-huh.
And Proven Winners sought to bring together the best growers in each of the categories.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you have shrubs, you have perennials, you have annuals, houseplants,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And back in the 90s, Spring Meadow Nursery became the shrub provider for Proven Winners. So, we are Spring Meadow Nursery, Proven Winners Color Choice.
What type of guy is Dale, the owner?
Very smart businessman, very mm-hmm. smart plant man, very good to his employees.
He cares.
He cares. His son Jeremy is our general manager.
All right.
Wow.
And he's the one who's running the business.
I think that matters.
It's a very, very family centered environment.
Okay.
I really enjoy working there. As I said, I've been there 5 years, so
yeah.
Before that, I was in the hospitality field for 30 years.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was at a little college in Holland called Hope College, and I worked in their hospitality department running their hotel.
Yeah.
So
I tell you what, you have definitely carried that hospitality over.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, to your job at Proven Winners. You can take the girl out of the hospitality, but you can't take the hospitality out of the girl.
Yeah.
So. But good. No, it's a great company to work for, and you know, really caring for their employees, and so yeah, I just can't say enough about them. But so yeah, that's the goal, is to produce, you know, shrubs that consumers can then purchase, put in their landscape, and have as problem-free and perform as best as they can. And I know you had mentioned about the roses.
I love the roses by Proven Winners.
Yeah, they're great.
Big fan.
So we have a one house back at Spring Meadow where we actually put roses in there to torture them. And
really?
Yep. It's 100% humidity, and they're watered from above, and it's hot. I'm not allowed in there. Well, no one's allowed in there but the couple growers who are managing that, because we want to keep the variables as low as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But they're testing roses for black spot and other diseases to see if you know, if we've kind of bred that out. So that, I think, is just fascinating that they've committed all that time and space and
to test all of those roses.
And
now, do they do that just on roses?
No, they also have trial gardens in Texas and Florida for some of our southern plants.
Which is like in that greenhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Because up in Michigan, we're right along Lake Michigan, so we get a lot of snow, a lot of cold wind, et cetera. So we can't always mimic the southern conditions very well during the winter. Right. So.
Well, you do a good job. I mean, there used to be a plant, a bread and butter called Gold Mound Spirea.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful plant.
Yes.
I love the gold foliage, all right? It was 3x3, perfect plant, but it always deal with black spot.
Yes.
Okay. And for some reason, it's gotten worse over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So then you came out with that candy corn Spirea.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
It's a knockout.
You can put that anywhere in the landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just stands out.
It's definitely in the top 20 of the company.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That one, you know, it's similar in color to Doozy.
Yeah, the flower.
The flower color, yes. But so, the foliage on that plant is ridiculous. There's no way to describe it.
Yellow, red, orange. Yeah.
Yeah. When it first flushes, it's bright red.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then it kind of transitions to the yellows and the limes.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, it goes back to the reds and the darker golds. That one is very popular.
I would say I've used it a lot in a lot of landscapes and landscape design.
Yeah.
And people always love, they always comment first on the color that it adds to the design.
Yeah.
So, sure. Josiah, what are some of your favorite Proven Winners shrubs? Because you do a lot of installation here at Rockwell Farms, and people will come up and they ask you to do designs, right?
Yeah.
And so when you're designing landscape, mention some of the Proven Winners shrubs that you like.
So some of them that I like, one particular is the Lemony Lace Elderberry.
Mm-hmm.
That one is such a showstopper.
It is.
Because it can handle full hot sun, but it also can tolerate some shade. But this one it's a bright yellowy chartreuse color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I love most about this is that it gives kind of the Japanese lace leaf.
Yes, it does.
Look.
You're correct.
And so actually we've got one planted at our house. It's about 4 to 5 foot wide and 4 foot tall, and full of color. It also had those little white blooms on it in the spring. But when people walk up to their yard, that's what they think it is a lace leaf Japanese.
It does.
Maple.
It looks a lot like a Japanese maple.
And so this one that I had planted, I got it in a quart pot.
Okay.
And in the next year, it was already three foot tall, 3 foot wide, really full. But I think that one's a great substitute if you don't want to, because Japanese maples, they take a lot of time to grow.
Yeah,
so
they can
typically
be
the
too.
Nursery has to, you know, charge more for that.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what's really super cool about that one is that you can plant three of those yellow suckers around a Japanese maple, a lace leaf red
goodness,
Japanese maple.
Yeah, you certainly could.
That pops.
That would pop.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Yeah.
So that one's probably and my personal favorite now, as far as flowering, I am really into the Oh So Easy varieties.
Yes.
Oh, good. Me too.
Of roses.
Mm-hmm.
It is in the name. They're so easy to grow.
Yes.
They're super disease resistant.
Mm-hmm. They are.
And so a common problem when I recommend roses and in a design or a placement for a landscape is, oh, I don't want to deal with roses.
Right.
I've dealt with roses. No. You've dealt with the wrong roses.
Yes. Yeah.
Is usually what it conspires to be.
Yes.
The wrong varieties, maybe hybrid tea roses. There's tons of different varieties of roses. But if you've struggled, for those of you who are listening, if you've struggled with growing roses, the Oh So Easy.
Try, you know, give it a try.
Uh-huh.
Give it a try. Yeah. They are self-cleaning, which means that you don't have to deadhead them.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you certainly can if you want to. If they flush and you've got a beautiful show of flowers and then those flowers start fading, cut it back.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get another flush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because those roses,
we just cut ours back.
Yep. I know Josiah was showing me out in the nursery. Those roses want to bloom. They want to reproduce. That's what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to keep going. So cut it back. And if you follow, you know, the recommendation of watering it in the morning and not getting the leaves wet, you should have good luck with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and watch it for mites or something like that. There's lots of things on the market that aren't chemically based that you can treat some things with. Neem oil is a real popular one that people use. Excellent luck with the roses. And the one thing that we have is a lot of them do have fragrance. Shrub roses, typically, the fragrance has been bred out of them. To get the hardiness and to get the shape, the habit is what it's called. But some of ours, like the At Last or the Oh So Easy Italian Ice, the Oh So Easy All Star Ringo.
Uh-huh.
Very, very fragrant roses. Just lovely fragrance. So
it is
out there.
Okay, that kind of concludes it for this week's show.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Next week we will have Sandy with us also, and so we will go over some of her favorite shrubs and the uses of them and kind of educate the customers. So I think that'd be a very, very good program.
Oh, yeah, where they fit in the landscape.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
Sounds
great.
Like a plan.
Sandy, thank you so much for joining
My
us.
My pleasure. It was a blast.
So happy to have you.
I loved it.
You're awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. You guys are too.
Awesome. Thank you so much for watching or listening to us. We really appreciate you having us or us having you.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. We pay people to listen, so it doesn't matter.
If you're new, again, listening to the show, you could go to rockwellfarmsnursery.com and leave your comments and questions there. Or on the bottom of this video, if you're watching on YouTube, we'd love to hear from you.
Yep. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you later.